From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. For Health Minister Nadine Dorries, the 1% pay rise being offered to NHS staff is a pragmatic choice taken during the economic devastation caused by the pandemic.
We've made that offer in the face of the fact of our understanding that many people in the private sector have lost their jobs or taken huge reductions, and no one else in the public sector will be receiving a pay increase. And as you spoke about nurses at the beginning of this programme, they have received a 12% increase over the past 3 years, which takes them to a salary of £34,000.
She was talking on LBC, but some, even from within her own party, disagree. Inept, unacceptable, pathetic, all words used by Tory MPs to describe a salary award being given to those who were on the front line of the UK's battle against coronavirus. Our Deputy Political Editor Nicholas Cecil's here. Nicholas, is all of this pressure having any effect at all on the government?
I think the government will think very hard about this. This morning we had a number of Conservative MPs who came out to express their very deep concerns about the proposed 1% pay rise. Interestingly, we had Dr. Dan Poulter, who's a doctor working on the front line in central London, also a former health minister. He told The Stand that he very much hopes that the government very quickly rethinks this. He says that there's a strong moral case for reconsidering the pay proposal, and also a strong economic case, because if you offer below inflationary pay settlements, you get more nurses going to work for agencies, and then that pushes up the bill in the long term for the NHS. We had another MP, Andrew Percy, who said the proposal was unacceptable and he wants ministers to act to provide a more generous award. And most outspoken was Tory MP Sir Roger Gale, who said the way it all had been handled was inept.
But as Nadine Dorries appeared to be suggesting this morning, all of this money has to come from somewhere. If you're giving pay rises to people, that has to come out of a pot. Britain's pot right now isn't very big, is it? I mean, that was made very clear by Rishi Sunak in the budget this week. So where is the cash going to come from if there are pay rises?
Yes, Britain's public finances are shattered. The government has had to borrow hundreds of billions of pounds to deal with the pandemic and to protect jobs and thousands of firms, businesses up and down the country. So there is very little money to go around. Rishi Sunak was making clear on Wednesday that it's going to take decades for the build, the debt from the crisis, to be paid back.
Total fiscal support from this government over this year and next amounts to £407 billion. Coronavirus has caused one of the largest, most comprehensive and sustained economic shocks this country has ever faced.
So really it's a question of priorities and absolute priorities, because there's so little money to go around. At the moment, the offer is 1%. This goes to a pay review body. The unions will make representations. Other health organisations will make representations. And the Health Minister, Nadine Dorries, was this morning insisting that 1% was all the government, the country could afford. But then she was hinting that the government might, in her words, move from this position. So it's not a definite 1%. I think kind of there could be movement on this.
And is that down to what appears to be a very large public backlash against this? It seems that a lot of people feel like, having lived through this pandemic and with those NHS workers being the front line against this infection, that this pay rise offer of 1% just isn't good enough for those people. And if there has to be priorities, then maybe the NHS workers should be a priority.
Yes, no, I think there'll be a lot of surprise out there in the country. Another development this morning was that the Royal College of Nursing announced that they are putting together a £35 million fund to take industrial action. So the government faces basically being at loggerheads against the nursing profession and our other health professionals. And these are the very individuals that we were all cheering and clapping for the extraordinary work that they've done during the last year.
And that's really not going to look very good for the government, is it, Nicholas? If there's industrial action being taken by NHS workers over something like a pay rise after a pandemic.
Yes, it's very, very difficult for the government. As one former Conservative minister told The Standard this morning, that the figure was a pathetic figure and also bad politics, because you end up on the wrong side of the argument.
We have more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper or online at standard.co.uk. And that's the Leader podcast for this week. Join us again at 4 p.m. on Monday. Subscribe right now to make sure you don't miss out.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.